Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Jason Kelly on Bloomberg Radio.
So listen to this, everyone. 17 hospitals, 500 patient care locations, 34,000 employees, 6,500 physicians. We're talking about Hackensack Meridian Health. It's based in Edison, New Jersey. Its CEO, Robert Garrett, is joining us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio in New York. Bob, so nice to have you here with us. We talk about a lot of things here on Bloomberg Radio. Healthcare, though, and all the associated stories that go with it, whether it's wellness, whether it's economic and business medicines, so on and so forth, and treatment modalities. We like to talk about it a lot, so we're really delighted to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Davos. You're headed to Davos. You're going to be participating in a panel on global health. What's kind of front and center for you? Because when I think about healthcare, there's a business element to it. And like I said, there's all these other, obviously, in terms of care and treatment and getting healthcare, equal healthcare to so many is really important.
So this year, Carol, the big focus is going to be on behavioral health, because it's posing a huge problem from a health perspective, but it's also a huge problem from an economic perspective. So we're going to tackle it. And, you know, if you think about it, the statistics are staggering. A billion people across the world have a mental illness or an addiction disorder. Two-thirds of those people have not gotten treatment for a variety of reasons. It's partially the stigma, partially the lack of access to care. Maybe it's a lack of education. In the United States, one out of five people have a mental illness. And really disturbing to me is the fact that for the first time in a long time, this will be the third year in a row where life expectancy in the U.S. is actually going down because of the opioid epidemic and deaths due to opioids, and also suicides going up. So it's a huge problem globally and in the United States, and we're going to focus on it, and we're going to talk about how collaboration really is the route to go, meaning the private sector with government and community agencies. And we have some real great examples here in the States, in New Jersey at Hackensack Meridian, that I can share with the group.
And so why, Bob, has it gotten to this point where mental health and mental illness are not treated in the same way that we treat other diseases?
It really is a shame, Jason, but it has not been recognized as a chronic disease or a chronic illness, and it should. Depression is a good example. That is, you know, one of the most costly chronic illnesses known to mankind, and one of the most difficult. But we just haven't. There's been that stigma there. I mean, if you think about it, though, a generation or two ago, it was cancer, right? Nobody even said the word. They would say
that's really interesting.
The big C, you know, people weren't talking about it. They were ashamed to. And I think we just have to break down some of those barriers. And
what was the breakthrough for cancer? Sorry to interrupt. What was the breakthrough for cancer, do you think?
I think, you know, certain celebrities and certain well-known people coming out and saying, you know, I have breast cancer. I remember back in the day, and I'm old enough to remember this, when First Lady Betty Ford had breast cancer, and she came out very courageously at the time and said it, and it was like the first celebrity that actually admitted that they had a type of cancer, and that went a long way. So I think we have to get there with behavioral health. But you know, one of the things we're doing at Hackensack Meridian is really trying to break down those barriers. So we're providing better access to care. One thing I'm really excited about is so many people with mental illness end up in crowded and complex emergency departments. And think about it, they have to compete with patients who have had heart attacks, strokes, they've been in motor vehicle accidents. We opened the nation's first behavioral health urgent care center. Mm. So patients literally within minutes can come in, they can be seen by a behavioral health specialist, and if they need a psychiatric consultation, they can get a psychiatrist through telehealth, through technology, through telepsychiatry, then they get referred on for treatment. So, I mean, that's one example that we're going to share, and I think that's a great model. There's also, you know, ways that we can collaborate and try to prevent mental illness and behavioral health issues. So we're involved and we're leading a pediatric behavioral health collaborative in New Jersey. It's federally funded, it's state funded, and many health systems are participating. 500 pediatricians have participated. So they've screened, actually, through wellness visits and the pediatric pediatrician's office, they've screened 165,000 children already. 10,000 have been referred for follow-up treatment. Now, you think about all the mass shootings, and you think about everything that goes on in this country. Those 10,000 people potentially, you know, could be in that universe in the future. This early intervention really can make a difference.
Bob, I want to jump in for a second, because I have a sister who has worked in mental healthness with the area with very different populations, young populations, addicted populations, and so on and so forth. So she would probably, I'm thinking of putting on her head for a little bit, is she would say, you know what, these problems have been around for a long time. We're just finally acknowledging them. Excuse me. So I do wonder how much of the increase in numbers is the result of finally acknowledging them by healthcare facilities, healthcare professionals, just kind of society at large is part of what's going on. Secondly, how much is also, though, maybe we are living in a more stressful society, whether it's social media, whether it's just people working, whatever. I just wonder what's going on here in society.
I think the research is showing that it's a little of each. So it's the lack of recognition. You're absolutely right, and you know, I think your sister would agree with that. And also, we are in a more stressful society. There's no doubt about it. The rates of depression are definitely, you know, significantly up, and that's leading to other issues. And you know, social media, I mean, there's so many benefits of it, but there's also that other side of it that that can be pretty dangerous.
Are we starting to get our arms around the opioid crisis from your perspective, from where you sit?
We are. I mean, just bringing awareness to that has helped. You know, the amount of opioid prescriptions written are significantly down. The physician community has been educated. You know, we started a new medical school, the Hackensack Meridian School of Medicine, and that's part of the core curriculum now. So, you know, the students, medical students that will be our future doctors, are learning about opioids, the dangers. They're learning about mental health as well. There's a program that they participate in. It's called Community Immersion, and they actually get teamed up with families and patients in underserved areas, and they get to see the impact that behavioral health has on your overall health. So what I think is those physicians not only are going to be more compassionate in the future, but they will also understand that link and that we have to kind of treat this holistically.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You are listening to Bloomberg Business Week here on Bloomberg Radio.
We're here with Bob Garrett. He's the CEO of Hackensack Meridian Health, based in Edison, New Jersey, in our New York studio. And Bob, I grew up in New Jersey. Englewood Hospital is one of the hospitals that you guys are working on a partnership with.
And shout out to Englewood. They're going to be part of our family soon.
And Hackensack Medical Center as well, big medical center. When you look at the New Jersey population, what are some of the things that you're seeing in terms of trends, some of the bigger health problems that the population's dealing with?
Well, certainly, you know, behavioral health is one of the trends we're seeing in New Jersey. You know, the increase in depression, increase in suicides and opioid deaths. I mean, last year alone, there were over 3,000 New Jerseyans that died from opioids. But there's other big issues in New Jersey, other health issues as well. Cancer still is the number one chronic disease in New Jersey.
Right.
And we're trying to attack it a few different ways. So we were recently at Hackensack Meridian, we were designated as an NCI, National Cancer Institute Comprehensive Cancer Center. So we're doing some exciting, I think, cutting edge research. And what I'm excited about the research is that we're trying to put it into action, into the care setting very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, hopefully making a difference in the
treatment
plans. Are regulations
letting you do that? I wonder about that and how that kind of slows
things
down.
Yeah, I mean, they do. There's some restrictions, you know, obviously with the research. But, you know, if there's an approved clinical trial, we can get it into place a lot quicker than we used to. So we have a Center for Discovery and Innovation, and they are really working very closely with the clinicians. We also have a partnership with Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer mm-hmm. Center in New York, and we're providing some real cutting edge treatments together. We're actually going to own and operate a new cancer center, an ambulatory cancer center in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. And that's a trend too, you know, that's happening in New Jersey and probably around the country. More and more healthcare is leaving the hospital
right.
and being delivered outside of those settings.
But let's continue our conversation with Bob Garrett, CEO of Hackensack Meridian Health. It's the biggest such system in the state of New Jersey. And Bob, we're on the verge. It's tonight, the Democrats getting together for the final time before the Iowa caucuses there in Iowa at Drake University. And I do wonder, because it's inevitable that healthcare is going to come up in the conversation,
yes.
and there will be a spirited debate about where to go next. It's easy for Carol and I to listen and say, oh, that sounds good, or that doesn't sound so good. This is actually your business. This will affect how you run your shop. What do you make of the state of the proposals right now? How do you assess them?
Well, I think, you know, Jason, I'm kind of a guy that wants to build on what we have as opposed to necessarily just throw it out. So that means, you know, I'm not in favor of just throwing out and repealing the Affordable Care Act. I think there are some good elements there. I'm also not in favor of Medicare for All, because I don't think a lot of questions have really been answered about that. And I think basically the, you know, American people like choices. So I would say let's build on the Affordable Care Act. And what I mean by that is, you know, when the Affordable Care Act was being proposed, it really had, you know, two major goals. One was to expand access to insurance. And we could check that box because I think in a lot of ways it did accomplish that. The other was to really make healthcare more efficient, more affordable, bending the cost curve, more of an emphasis on preventative care rather than treatment. It did not really address a lot of those issues. So what I would say is the best proposal is let's address those issues, because that's important. It's important for access to care. It's important for people to be able to afford healthcare. put some incentives in there. And there's some experimental programs going on now. As an example, through the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation, you can submit as a health system like Hackensack Meridian, we can submit ideas and proposals that could be innovative. So one such, you know, is in the area of behavioral health. They're now Medicare is paying providers at a higher reimbursement rate if they focus on prevention in behavioral health. So if you embed, as an example, if you embed mental health professionals in your medical practice, you can get paid at a higher rate, which is a good incentive, and it's focusing the medical community on preventing behavioral health issues as opposed to treating them down the road. So there's a lot more like that could be done and should be done in my view. But I think choice is good. And, you know, if you look at the surveys across the country, most people, you know, in spite of complaining about, you know, healthcare and health insurance, they're by and large, you know, happy with their private employer-based insurance. So let's not throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Employer-based,
yes.
And I think that still is tricky. And I do think when there's individuals who are out on their own or have to buy, it's still, I've heard so many stories about individuals who buy policies and they're like, oh my God, it covers nothing, or it's a lot of out of pocket. And I feel like that is still a huge problem.
It's a huge problem. You're absolutely
right. So how
do
we deal with that?
So, you know, I think there has to be this happy median, and we need to have the government, insurers, and providers get in a room like we're doing on some of these collaboratives, whether they be in cancer or behavioral health. Let's get in the room and tackle the insurance problem, because it's not working exactly as it was planned. But I think we can make headway on those high deductibles. We can put incentives where they should be. And honestly, if we really incentivize the entire system to focus on prevention, we're going to save so much money, you know, as a nation in healthcare costs, that I think a lot of that can be passed back down onto the consumer.
How do we do that, though?
We really need to, like these experimental programs that are going on in Medicare now, we need to make that the norm. We need to, as other countries have done, really focus on prevention, making sure that doctors are incentivized, hospitals are incentivized, insurance companies are incentivized to cover preventative type of care, as opposed to, you know, not, and then, you know, letting somebody who has out of control diabetes, you know, spend 80 days or 100 days in a hospital.
Right.
I mean, we can prevent some of that, not all of it, but we can prevent some of that.
Is the political will there to at least push the conversation forward on a state level or a federal level at this point?
I think so. I think there, you know, it's...
Do you hear from politicians? Are they asking?
We do. And, you know, I'm going to be doing a forum, as a matter of fact, on Thursday of this week with Governor Murphy in New Jersey. And we're going to be talking about issues just like that, you know, where how can we partner? How can the state of New Jersey and a health network like Hackensack Meridian partner to come up with these creative solutions? We're going to be talking about innovation. That's another piece. I mean, in addition to, you know, insurance reform and focus on prevention, I think, you know, more innovation needs to happen in healthcare, and we need to incentivize, whether it's researchers, whether it's health systems, whether it's health insurers, be innovative. You know, don't let's not be afraid of that. That's really where we're going to make the best strides.
Disruption is slowly moving through healthcare, and we really need some changes.
A lot of vested interests, though, that don't want to have it. Not everybody is as into innovation as you are, Bob Garrett. Great to catch up with
you.
CEO of Hackensack Meridian Health. Safe travels over to Switzerland, as Carol said, based in Edison, New Jersey, here with us in New York City today.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.